Sylvisa, push the button, you did?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Very good. Let me ask this, though. All right, Ben, I give you 10 seconds to get over here.
You have to count one, two.
Sergeant of Arms in here.
Don't make me get to three.
Chief, shoot your gun.
A few holes in the sand. All right, here we go. Are there, do any of the members of the board have a conflict of interest on any of the issues that we're dealing with today? If so, state it now. All right, apparently not. Public comment, are there any members of the public who wish to address this board? I see none, so we'll go to item number two. I'm doing the UPD budget, so let's see. Let's try Sylvisa here. To introduce the new hires. Okay. Item number three, the quarterly financial report for the quarter ending September 30th, 2016. Scott?
Okay. I did not make copies of this, so hopefully you brought your either electronic stuff or you have the copy that Andrew has. This should be the first page after the main agenda. We're three quarters of the way through our year to date. And on our expense side, we've spent $24.6 million with $24.5 million roughly going to the UPD to pay for services. Another $119,000 going to various professional fees that we pay through the year. And then also $42,000 on our Riverton building bond. Going forward, we expect that to expend out right where we're guessing, except for on our note interest, we have $250,000 budgeted. We're only going to spend just under $95,000 on that with our deal that we currently have. On the revenue side, currently we've received just over $2 million of property taxes with another $1 million in fee in lieu. We're projecting property taxes to come in right near where we budgeted. No reason to think that would be different. But on the fee in lieu, it looks like it's tracking a little high. So we're going to guess that that's going to come in probably about $100,000 better than what we have budgeted. That should be reflected in our budget going forward. We've got just a little bit of public safety fee that we've received. We've since ceased collecting on that. We instructed the treasurer to not collect any more on that that was outstanding. And then in our interest, we're on track to receive more interest than what we have budgeted. That's a combination of interest rates being a little bit better this year, not drastically better, but a little better, and the timing that we have in our trans and the trans that we then hold for the space of about 6 months while we're paying the UPD fee that we need to pay. And again, we only borrowed $17,500,000 of tax anticipation notes this year. So it looks like in all, by the time you get to the year end and you take into account the note interest that we're gonna save some money on, and then the additional fee in lieu and the additional interest that we're going to receive, we'll end the year about $300,000 better than what we have budgeted. We had budgeted to use $1.5 million of fund balance. We're only gonna use a little more than $1.2 million of fund balance. So we'll keep watching that and see if that changes from there, but that's our anticipation of where we're going to end our year at this point in time.
Do any members of the board have any questions of Scott regarding this? I'll entertain a motion to approve the financial report plan.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number four, that would be the 2017 tentative budget. And this is where we have incorporated the tax increase into this that we'll be seeing. Scott, do you want to, or excuse me,
Andrew?
Yeah,
I do.
Yeah.
So on the, I'll start on the revenue side of the tentative budget. The revenue we're tentatively budgeting $56,310,718. of which the property tax is the $30,236,634. And you can see in the property tax, we've included the property tax increase of the 9.5%, equates to that $2.89. And then we've also included on that new growth revenue of $600,000.
That's what I was going to ask you, Andrew. That went up double what it was last year. Is there a reason why that went up so?
So as we've looked at new growth trends, that one's it's a little challenging to know exactly where that's going to land. With Kennecott and some of that, the new growth that we can get out of there, we've seen new growth be as much as $1.1 million to new growth be as little as $200,000. So mm-hmm. there is a lot of fluid that happens in there. So as we project the tentative budget, we just figure that $600,000 is kind of our placeholder, and then once we get into the June and July time frame, what we know what property taxes are.
But where are we going to end up for the end of the year? I mean, are we going to be? I mean, we budgeted for 16, the 287.
Yeah, and that was our new growth for 2016. Is that 287? So that's where we'll be.
Okay. All right.
And keep in mind, with moving into 2017, what our plan is to implement the 5-year plan is to begin to use that new growth revenue for new resources. So if you'll see in the expense budget too, we added 600,000 new resources in the expense budget. But if that new growth revenue comes in higher than this 600,000, then we'll adjust the new growth.
It just seems unusual. It's going to double, but. So, I'm hopeful it does.
Yeah, and there are opportunities there that are where it could come in.
So is that the growth then also tied into Kennecott, you said?
It is, yes.
Because right now, the copper prices are in the tank. They're not doing well, so.
So keep in mind as well, going into 2017, what the legislation is going to calculate new growth separately than they have in years past, okay. Where they'll take centrally assessed and kind of put that in its own bucket for new growth and keep real personal property. So we'll start to recognize that real personal property new growth separately from the calculation.
Any increase from that baseline year is considered new growth.
Correct.
Is that the HB 25?
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
And that's off of 2015.
Originally, they wanted 2011, which would have been
correct. 12. Which would have been a higher number than the 15.
To meet, so we wouldn't have received as much centrally assessed had that been the baseline year.
Correct. Yeah. On the other revenue lines that we get, the judgment levy, fee in lieu, and prior year, we didn't increase. We're not projecting an increase or for the budget on those. The judgment levy, we do know the number that we've collected on that, so it's that $35,374. So it's a little bit of a not material decrease in that line item. We're still projecting, or still wanting to do the tentative budget with the $21 million in trans. That just allows us that opportunity and that flexibility to borrow up to that amount. Last year we only did the $17.5 million, but by budgeting it just gives us that flexibility and then the interest there. And then also we had a contribution from fund balance from last year in 2016 and in 2017. And since the budget's structurally balanced, we're not taking from fund balance in 2017.
Yeah, and that's a crucial point. I think that the whole purpose of the tax increase to provide some financial stability, and seeing that eliminated as any drawdown of the fund balances, terribly important. And the other two concerns were marketability in terms of the wages we pay to our people, and providing some more resources, and that new tax is allowing all three of those things to happen.
Yeah. Any questions on the revenue?
Andrew, real quick on this page, I think it's corrected in the subsequent budget outline, but that 2017 column tentative budget, that $30 million total property tax, it is actually, it should be more like 32, 33, right? Is there a, because you got the 29, so 2017 tentative budget column.
Yeah. Right?
Okay.
Subtotal.
Okay. And like I said, it's corrected on the other thing. It caught me off guard a little bit when I saw.
I think it's a challenge of putting people in the word that doesn't sum and not catching that. So.
Yeah, we're getting the $2.8 million in increase, and it didn't look like we're even, we're barely moving up. Oh, crap. All right.
Any other questions regarding the tentative budget? Well, if not, then I would. I keep cutting you off. Go ahead.
On the expense budget, what we included in that was the UPD contract, that market inflation of the 4%. And we've also included $600,000 for new resources. But like I mentioned earlier, that's kind of tied to that new growth revenue. So that number could go fluctuate up and down based on what new growth is.
No, we've already got that around last year. So this is 17 budget, though.
And then this also puts a contribution to the fund balance of $47,000.
Okay. On that new resource side, I was just talking with Mayor Freeman. So in the 2016, but in the current budget, Harriman was allocated, what, three more officers?
Correct.
And so this $600,000 in new resources is going to be...
That's in addition to that, and then then that will be worked out amongst the board once we
how those
resources be allocated.
Is that basically boiled down to six new officers, five new officers?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be about five new officers, or what that would be,
or it could be equipment or buildings or other things like that.
Okay.
Just any expenditure increase.
Yeah.
But at this point, that policy hasn't been decided, right? I mean, the symposium advanced a couple of recommendations, but
okay. Correct. Yeah, exactly. Another board has taken action on that.
I was just going to suggest too, as we move forward, we talked about the silo method will be kind of in the background, kind of making certain it's not going to be the ultimate dictator where officer allocation. But I'd like to recommend at least a couple times a year that we have that silo comparison to see where we're at as we track the budget along. Just to give a sense of direction where these cities are,
sure,
and the county as well, and in terms of allocation and where they are in fund balance. I think it would be helpful to do that, so I recommend that.
So yeah, any questions? Any other questions on the expense side?
All right, well, I want to, Andrew and Scott, I want to thank you both for your involvement in this budget, very well done, and I want to thank the members of the board too for seeing that this can happen. I'm very pleased with it. I think it's a substantial budget.
Mr. Chair, can I just ask a real quick question too? On the allocation, maybe I'm ahead of you here, Andrew, but on that chart on the tentative fund balance,
yes,
now it's showing that there's a negative starting in 18. And then that negative, I thought where we had the inflation or 4% that we're going to have in there would turn that down. I mean, it's going into a negative.
That's assuming we don't do that.
Correct. Right. What this projection does is just only includes the 4% market inflation of the UPD, but does not include a 4% increase in property tax. So it only includes...
It just includes the 9.5 in 2017.
Correct.
And then out years,
yes,
nothing but... We're going to see on the expense side a continued 4% HR cost basically increase.
Okay.
Yeah. But you can kind of see it reflected from 16.2% down to 12.1%. That's roughly a 4% decrease. And then from 12.1%, 4% is roughly an 8% decrease. So, compounding that, you can kind of see how the 4% tax increase would offset that. So.
Yeah, I want to reiterate, if this is something we're doing a good job here with the 9.5. We don't want to lose traction in subsequent years. We've got to be very tentative. If we have the budget come up, certainly that's a discussion we have as a board. But if we're going to make this work, there needs to be a factor put in here so that we, as we continue forward, we have a healthy fund balance. We don't run it off the cliff again.
Right.
What does this fund balance pro forma guesstimate for new growth then? Is it that 600,000 that you basically put in there? You're going to just average that out?
Yeah.
So we'd have the five or so new officers, let's say, in this expense going forward, but adding no new resources. Okay, I got it. Okay.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move that we approve the tentative budget for 2017.
Yes, second on that.
Second.
Okay. Before I ask for a vote, Jeff, just out of respect to you as the probably the next mayor of Mill Creek, are you have any questions specifically?
I don't have any questions.
All right. Okay. Call for a vote to approve. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Item number five, motion to adopt the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any other business to come before the Board of Solicitors?
I just want to say thanks to the board. Appreciate in our last meeting, the interlocal that we had approved with Riverton City, and as you know, we the last ones to approve the resolution supporting the 9.5% increase, and we were able to do so unanimously. And I think that every participant here has done so, right? The county was unanimous, Harriman was. So that definitely helped in getting that consensus and having the solidarity.
Yeah, no, I thought that 100%.
Was
you,
so.
Did, you did hold us in suspense, though.
No, I appreciate it. I told
was that Ken. A Donald Trump tie? Jim.
Hey, he deleted all the emails. So we're
right. No, that worked out very well. And I
was asking me what the
having to vote independent this time around. I mean, no.
Jim, I was going to mention one thing, too.
Yes,
you know, we talked a little bit about, and I don't know where we are in that process, but we do need to develop some criteria for those who are desirous of coming into Slavisa. And I don't know where we're at in that mix, but I think we need to start putting together some kind of a criteria in terms of what schematics they need to meet. So
now, the metro townships will automatically be in
for at least
a year, and then they, of course, can opt out.
But I'm just thinking like Holiday, Midvale, Taylorsville, if they at one point got an interest in...
Right. Now, Midvale obviously is one example.
So,
but looking
just, and I do that for the help.
So UFA's looking at a similar annexation policy. And I, you know, rather than reinvent the wheel, I mean, we may want to do our own thing, but I think we could coordinate with them.
Absolutely. For anyway, sure. I think that's just something we ought to be gearing towards.
How should we do that?
I like Ben's proposal. We look at the UFA. There's no sense of duplicating,
so
but then maybe have Andrew look at something and then maybe bring it to the board as a template we could use.
Yeah, I think that is important subject. We do need to address it. I don't know what's UFA's schedule on dealing with this. Do we?
I mean, they're probably a couple months ahead of us on thinking about it. And next, I think it's on the to-do list, and I would guess it'll take a few months.
Okay.
So, yeah, I don't think there's
anything
beating the door down, but we ought to just
we
need to gear towards that.
Anything else?
We move to adjourn.
All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Appreciate it.
Well, you had a nice time.